I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Yeah. Eric, as you know, I've been catching up with former Bravo Lebs in our exclusive digital series, Life After Bravo.
That's right. You talked to Lisa Hochstein and Joanna Krupa from Real Housewives of Miami. I'm still not over that.
Me either. With so much going on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills these days, I wanted to check in with one of the OGs, Adrienne Maloof.
The Maloof Hoof. Adrienne talked about her relationship with Lisa Vanderpump and Brandy Glanville, including that dramatic turn of events in season 3 and Adrienne not attending the reunion, plus her divorce from Paul Nassif and her famous hair tinsel.
Let's take a listen.
How did you come on to the show?
I was introduced to the show through a friend of Paul's, to be honest. I did not want to do it, but Paul was like, no, this is, it's a great opportunity as a businesswoman to showcase your brands, your philanthropic work. And it is. I mean, you can't beat the platform. It is what it is. So that's how I got introduced to the show.
What was your hesitation?
Well, if you watch the episodes, you can understand that your whole life is going to be, you know, on camera for everyone to see. It's very real. It's not an easy show to do. And if someone says that, they're not being honest. It's hard work, but that's what life is.
Who do you stay in touch with the most?
Other than running into them and occasional lunch, that's it.
Have you talked to Lisa since she left Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I saw her at BravoCon for a quick minute. Hey, how are you? But I don't see any of them that often. We're all busy with our lives. But I think that mutual respect is there amongst all of us, because we've gone through so much.
There are two things that you really became well known for after season 1. One was your hair tinsel. Everyone I remember talked about it because it was such a statement, you know?
It just, like, on camera, it just was so sparkly and fun. It just added a little bit of glitz to Beverly Hills.
So the other thing was the dinner party from hell, featuring Alison Dubois and soup bowl sized martinis.
Mm-hmm.
You were baiting me.
I saw you dance.
Please do me a favor. Don't.
Why don't you blow up your lips some more?
You are particularly funny to watch during that episode because your face is saying what all of us at home are thinking, which is, what the hell is happening right now?
It was literally, for me, a deer in the headlights. It's season 1. We're not used to really filming together. I froze up. I know Lisa froze up. It just wasn't in our nature to kind of get into it. It was so explosive and so out there for the whole world to see. When I have arguments, I would prefer to argue in private. Do you have to think, like, do I want this share? Do I want that share? Your personal life. That was to be expected, I guess, when you do a reality show. That took getting used to. That really was difficult. I mean, it's iconic. So that scene was iconic, and that kind of describes Beverly Hills Housewives right there, that scene.
Season 2 is when we met Brandy. Were you and Paul the ones who encouraged her to come onto the show?
I had met Brandy through a mutual friend, and I really didn't know her that well, but she seemed to, my friend was, she needs work, she needs help. I got a lot of heat for bringing her on. The girls were really upset because she's so vocal. And believe me, I got a lot, a taste of that in.
I am not lying, bitch. I am not lying.
You lie.
Season 3 is obviously marked by, that which, couldn't be said all season, but it was an accusation made by Brandy.
One of the things she said, which I don't think is anybody's business, and I don't know anything about it, and I don't think you don't have to explain anything.
What?
Here's the bombshell. Here's the big one. I needed Adrienne to know that Brandy had released something that was very private and deep about Adrienne's family.
I don't want to say what it is unless that's something that you're comfortable talking about what it is now.
Out of respect to Paul, it's something, he would have to share as well. Like, it's not just one parent, And I don't think he ever really gets asked the same questions I get asked. So of course it took me by surprise, and Brandy has said to me several times, she's apologized. It was not me. It was Lisa that wanted to kind of do the whole media thing and bring it out. At that point, I think Paul and I both were being protective, very protective. And that's what parents do.
You mentioned something in public, some bullshit.
Are you kidding me?
It could have been handled differently. It's just that she, meaning Brandy, I think she was pressured to a little bit to bring that out. I mean, she definitely didn't say no, but do I think she was the only one? No, I think Lisa had something to do with that.
So tell me about your decision to not go to the reunion that season.
If you read the tabloids, you might have theories on what the secret is, but Adrian won't be here to tell her side of the story.
There was so much going on at the time. I think it would have been better to just plow through it, get it over with. And I know Lisa may think differently.
But then she did the same thing, the season 9 reunion.
Mm-hmm. It's a little condescending and you know, holier than thou. When I look at what I was going through and what she was going through, there's no comparison. I'm going through a divorce, the whole Brandy and Lisa situation, bringing up the things about my family. I felt like it was almost too much to handle at the time. But in reality, I should have plowed through it. I don't think Lisa would ever say that. I don't think she would say, I should have shown up at the reunion. Yeah, I don't think you can get that honesty from her.
People also really sort of attached themselves to your relationship mm-hmm. with Paul.
Walk on your toes.
And I wondered if when you signed on to do the show, if you guys had any inkling that things were maybe going downhill in your marriage.
Yeah, I get asked quite often, did this happen because of the show and in my marriage? And I think that the show actually did me a favor by getting out of a relationship that was not right for both of us. And so when I look back, I think it would have happened. It just happened sooner than later. The good thing is now we are very good friends, care about each other. I believe we really worked hard. We worked at it to make things right for our children.
How did you guys get to the other side where you're good friends mm-hmm. now?
We had to do a lot of counseling, and that's just the way it is. And it was years of counseling, and it was years of co-parenting. The sooner you can think, how do I get out of this and become adults? Because we both had to learn how to be adults and for our children. And I think we're role models now. People see us as, wow, you really figured it out.
How old are your sons now?
So my oldest is turning 17, and that's difficult because, you know, obviously he wants to go with his friends and hang out. And then my twins are 14.
As older kids, are they excited for their new baby sister?
You know, we've had that talk at first. I think it was a little bit shocking, but now they know they all have to stick together. They got to work together, and they're family. So, you know, they're cool with everything. They're good with it.
Have your boys ever shown interest in watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills back?
Oh, they watch it. And they watch Botched. They watch it all. Yeah.
What were your thoughts when Paul started Botched?
I was very supportive. I thought, you know, he's a young plastic surgeon, and this is a great platform for him. Great ideas. So I was all for it.
Our fans love a sort of Housewives crossover. Have you ever been or were friends mm-hmm. with Heather Dubrow?
I love Heather. She's awesome. She's really cool. I don't know her that well. I only know her through Paul, of course. And I know Terry, but she's always been very cool to me. I've never had an issue with her.
So I would like to know what the status of your love life is.
I'm seeing someone, you know, I'm really busy with my kids, though, to be honest with you. So that's secondary. We'll see how things go. But, you know, I'm fortunate that my children are kind of thinking about my oldest, at least, is thinking about college. So that'll give me a little more time to date and kind of figure it out. But right now, it's all about the kids.
Do you ever see yourself getting married again?
I wouldn't say no. I don't know. I don't know that people really get married anymore. I think people have companions and they are happy with their significant other, but I don't know that people really get married anymore. It's a possibility. I don't know. Yeah. Shouldn't say no. You never know.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.